I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom told us that Islamic mob violence is on the rise in Pakistan, and they're targeting other Muslims. Because of Pakistan's blasphemy law, Sunni Muslims are accusing the minority Shiites of blasphemy even when there's no evidence. Nehemiah with FMI tells us,
Shias, they are Muslims as well, but some groups declared them non-Muslims. And Muslim scholars in Pakistan, they have already declared a war against these Ahmadis and Shias. They think that image of Islam has been damaged in the entire world, especially in Pakistan.
Both Sunni and Shiite Muslims in Pakistan need to know Jesus as their savior. Pray for gospel opportunities. And Lebanon has been hit not only by the pandemic, but also political corruption and the explosion in the capital this year. Pierre Hosni with Horizons International says,
2020 has really affected Lebanon in a unique way. It's been like compounding problems. Not only did we have the political crisis that caused an economic collapse that, you know, was also made worse by the pandemic and now the explosion. So what we're trying to do is just be the voice of Christ, be the hands and feet of Christ for anybody that we can.
By implementing a sustainability plan and starting farms, Horizons is hoping to provide a long-term solution. Pray for those who've been affected by the explosion and the economic turmoil as a result. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.